Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows and others who have lost a special loved one, encourage them information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. I am Mary Hollis, your host. Tonight, we have a special guest. And our special guest is Tara Kane Payne. And in a few minutes, she will be coming on and telling us about her business. And her business is called Uniquely You. Didn't want to talk too much because I want to give her enough time, and we're going to talk about a couple of things. And before I bring her on, I want to tell the reason why she's a part of us tonight and the reason that we need her help to get our third book started. We have written two books. The ministry has written two books, A Widow's Touch, True Stories of Encouragement and Healing. We had about 26 ladies, widows, who gave their special personal story in these books. And that was published in November of 2016. And then the second book, Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? A Widow's Manual. And that was published in September 2018. Now it's time for our third book. And many of you have already started your story. I don't know how far most of you are. I don't know if you stop in the middle or whatever point that you are. And some of you may have just written a couple of pages and just stopped because you didn't want to go any further. Well, Kara is going to encourage us with her business to help us to be more motivated and getting those stories finished, because we need to get it to our publisher so they can get it started, so we can publish this third book that's well needed. We want these personal testimony because it encouraged, A Widow's Touch has encouraged you and others how to, knowing that you're not alone, that there's so many widows out there and others who have lost a special loved one who is going through the grieving process. And these stories have been very important to getting most of you and others through this journey. So it's important that we get started on the third book. I know many of you have started and many of you have not started, but I'm encouraging you that it's so enriching and encouraging when someone can read your story and say, you know one thing? That sounds just like me. That's what I went through. I thought I was crazy. But when you hear someone else's stories, you know you're not crazy, and you know you're not alone. And many of the things that you think that you had questions about, then you hear someone else's story. So that helps you. That encourages you. So that's why this book, this third book, is so important for us to go ahead and get finished. We're not going to let this pandemic stop us from anything. We must go on. God is there with us. He's been there with us for the last almost a year now. Really starting on month of March, it's almost a year. So just knowing that as you are at home, this is the best time for you to finish that book, the best time. So let me go ahead and mention a couple of things about Tyra's business. She designs beautiful journals. I don't know if any of you had time to go to the Facebook website, but tonight, if you have not, please do after you have, once she comes on and she'll go over her business and tell you about her design. They're beautiful journals. They're so different. And it will give you encouragement to want to write in that book. And you can personalize it. She will sit with you. I'm not sit with you, Nestle. You know, talk with you over the telephone. We can't sit anymore with each other because of the social distancing. But she can talk to you and help you design your personal journal. You can put your spouse's name on it. You can do whatever you want to do, maybe dedicating this journal to him. And if you want a journal also for someone that have lost a mother or son or anything like that, you can also personalize that journal as well. I am not going to talk anymore. I'm going to bring Tyra King Payne on the air and let her tell us about her business. Tyra?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you have the floor.
Good night. How are you? Okay, so as she stated, my name is Tyra King Payne, and I am the founder of Uniquely You. That's where I customize and I personalize journals. And the purpose of this whole book that I do is to give encouragement, to give motivation. The books are definitely personalized to each individual, and that's what makes it Uniquely You. You will not ever find another journal out there that is just like yours. Every journal that I have done since I started my business in August are completely different. For me, I'm a writer. I like to write. I like to jot down things. And I've always customized my own books. And when the pandemic hit, and like many of you guys, I too was out of a job, my husband encouraged me to put my work out there so other people could see. Never in a million years did I think people would be so interested or fascinated with my journals, but they have been, and I thank God for that. I have done journals. My journals can be used for many things. It can be used for writing. I have some that aren't with lines, so it can be used for drawing. That's another way that people express themselves. My journals have been used as guest books at weddings. I also do photo albums as well. If you ever want to start recording things of your loved ones, whether they're alive or deceased, I also do photo albums. And as Ms. Mary stated, I can customize it specifically to your liking. I have done some for cancer patients where it was customized to the date that they were diagnosed. I've done pictures. So like she stated, for your journal, you can put a picture of your deceased loved one. You can add their name. If they had a particular mission statement or quote that they always would say, anything that reminds you of them can be added to this book. If it's not for you and it's for someone else who lost a loved one, we can customize it to that as well. Basically, when I sit down and I speak with you, I also have a questionnaire. Based on your answers for that questionnaire is how I come up with my vision to create these journals. During that process, we continue to talk. I send you updated pictures of what your journal is looking like to make sure that I'm bringing the vision to life, because it's really not about my vision. It's about yours. I want you to have a deep level of connection to this book that when you look at it, it makes you want to write. It makes you want to record, you know, whatever your feelings are, whatever your emotions are for that particular day. So I'm super duper excited. I want to thank Miss Mary for giving me the opportunity to speak with you guys in regards to my journal. For anyone that's interested in wanting to see my actual pictures, I have a business page on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/uniquelyyou. That's UNIQUELY, capital Y, and then 2 U. So even the word you is spelled different because everything is unique. We are our own unique individual beings, and that is what I want my book to portray. I want when you get your book, you're like, wow, this is for me, not for anyone else, and no one else will have what I have. So that's the basis of Uniquely You.
Okay. I am pulling up your Facebook page right now, Kyra, and I am looking at, she has all different types of stuff that you can add on to your own personal book. Strive for success and always your best. She has different pictures on it, and I'm everything. Let me see, I'm trying to see. I mean, it's just so many. It's so pretty. And one of them I love that it says believe, and she has different types of, she has butterflies and flowers and the word belief, inspire growth. I mean, they are all uniquely done in the way that you want it done. And this, if this can inspire you to write that story, finish writing that story, so we can have it to put their beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pictures of it on her Facebook page. So you can go there tomorrow. I won't try to tell you to do it tonight because it's a little bit late. So please do that and be encouraged. Now, she does, by the way, let me mention this. Sheila is the, Sheila, our president. She's the one that introduced Kyra to me to be on the show. So I just wanted to give Sheila recognition of that. And she also thought that this will inspire you to get those stories done. Because she saw how beautiful they were when she first saw them. Now, Kyra, I want you to talk about this, but first, the cost and what we would like to do for us to have this by Valentine. This is something, and I am sure that we could help, well, not help you. We will give a little bonus to all of you to get this book done, the next chapter. We always do something special for you for Valentine anyway. So if you are interested and to get started, we can do that. We'll discuss that with you later. We're having a meeting this coming Saturday, so we'll be able to discuss that a little further as far as what we can help you with the cost. She's going to explain the cost and what we're trying to do. She can tell us the timeline that she would like to have your order so she can get started and have the books before, just before Valentine. We be delivered to you before Valentine. So I'm going to put you back on, Kyra, and you can talk about cost and everything like that.
Okay, so I have three sizes of journals. My small journal is $35, my medium journal is $45, and my large journal is $55. I would typically love to have all orders in no later than maybe the 15th. I'm not going to say the 15th. Let's do...
Yeah,
I know we're doing the show today.
Too soon. Yeah, a little bit too soon.
So let's do, I'm looking at my calendar. I would say if I can get all orders in by the 18th, which is Monday, no later than the 19th, which is Tuesday, that would be great. That would allow me enough time going ahead and get everyone's journals completed. Miss Mary did advise me that this was, for Valentine's around that week. So if anything, I think I would have the book completed. Valentine is on the 14th, so I can more than likely have the book completed by the 11th or the 12th, depending on how many orders I have.
Okay. Let me see what else we need to talk about on this. Looking at my notes here. Okay, we talked about the cost. And like I say, it's important that you really look at her website. And I'm going to give you that information again. She's going to give you that information again. And please go and look at it, because once you see it, you're going to want your personal journal. And just knowing that you can customize and personalize it with your loved one, something special about your loved one that you want. And I'm sure it'll inspire you to start writing that story. And one other thing, ladies, don't feel ashamed. Don't feel that your story won't be important. It is important. Every single 26 story that is in the Widow's Touch was very important. Every single story. And many of ladies who would purchase this book in the past, they said, I saw several stories in there that relates to me, reminded what happened to me or what I went through. So your story will be encouraged to someone or many others, because they're going to see something in your story that remind them of you. And I'm sure when you read A Widow's Touch, you felt the same way, because many of them I could relate to about my loss as well. Several of them was very close to my story. And one of them, let me go to it right now, the title. There's one of them I can think about right now. Where it is. This Can't Be Love by Tracy Love. She was very young, like I was, when my husband, we lost our husband. She only had one child, but she had a very small child. And she lost her husband suddenly also. My husband died at the fire station. Her husband died in a car accident. And just the way that we found out about it, there's so many similarities that in that story. So just knowing that those stories will encourage you and help you to get through your journey, and knowing that these 26 ladies is still here and they're doing better with their grief, and this will encourage you. So just knowing that this personal, beautiful design journal that you will purchase will be something that will help you, motivate you to write that story. Now, we suggest that maybe, I'm not trying to take your business, Kyra, but I know the ladies, we don't have a lot of elderly widows, I suggest a small journal, which is $35. Now,
okay, absolutely.
When you talk to Kyra, if you decide that you want a medium or large, that's fine. But we're looking at the $35 journal. And then the next chapter will do something as far as accommodating you with some of that cost. Not much, but a little cost to help you out. We'll decide on that later once we get the number of orders. So if you're interested, go ahead.
I will say this, I agree with you as far as doing the small journals, because you can also put them in your purse, you can walk with them, and they're just easier to be in transit with. So I agree with you.
Well, that's good, because when you're sitting, whenever we go back to sitting in our doctor's office,
right.
Might be sitting anywhere. But we have so much time on our hands now, being at home. So this is a perfect time to get that book sent, that story finished. So that's why we're really pushing it and trying to encourage you with something that will help you along, getting your thoughts and everything together. So I really and truly think that you will love it once you go on Facebook. Is there, if they don't have, they still can go on Facebook, right? Regardless whether they have a Facebook page or not, they still can go on Facebook and pull up your business, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I am working on a website that will be up pretty soon. That's my next venture, because I know everyone doesn't do, you know, social media as far as Facebook and Instagram. Everything is a process, as we all know. So my website, you know, will be up pretty soon.
Okay. And the other thing, what I would like for you to do, and do it slowly, ladies, get your pen and paper handy so you can write her business name and also her telephone number. She's going to give that to you. Now, Kara, also indicate the hashtag, because that's how I was able to find her faster, using the hashtag tonight. But go ahead and give them that information slowly so they can write it down and give you a call, and we're going to have a meeting this coming Saturday, so I'll get some more input. I'll be able to hear their thoughts on it, because we normally have a free conference call.com where you can call in, and also you can talk to each other. So this coming Saturday, we'll have a meeting from 9 to 10 a.m.
Okay.
And, and then once you finish, I have some announcement that I need to everyone.
Okay. So the business is called Uniquely You. That's U N I Q U E L Y and then the word you, Y-U. The business email is Uniquely You, spelt the same way, 1023@gmail.com. So that's UNIQUELYYU1023@gmail.com. My business telephone number is 470-436-9498. My name is Kyra, K-Y-R-A. Keen, K-E-A-N, as in Nancy, - Payne, P as in Paul, A-Y, N as in Nancy, E as in Egg. The business page on Facebook is www.facebook.com/ Uniquely You, capital U-N-I, Q-U-E-L-Y, capital Y, and then there's two U's, U-U, and that is all in one line, no spaces.
If you will repeat your telephone number one more time, slowly.
Sure, it is 470-436-9498.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Miss Mary.
I'm looking forward for us getting some orders for you.
And, me too. I'm excited.
Yes, and we'll get back
to you. I'm excited to create these books, and I'm excited to connect with these ladies on a different level. I'm excited to be able to produce them a journal that will encourage them, will motivate them, and also just remind them of the special love that they once had.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you so much, Kyra. And I am going to talk about this again on Saturday, and I'm hoping that I will get back to you personally myself probably by Sunday and give you an idea about the numbers of people who are interested in getting this started.
Okay.
So
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, about sometime Sunday evening. Sunday evening is my good time to make phone calls, sit down and make phone calls.
Okay.
Return phone calls. So that'll be a good time for me to get back with you.
Okay.
So
awesome.
That is it. And I thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information with us. And like I saw your beautiful work on Facebook, and I love it. And I hope that you will continue to, God will continue to bless you with your business and enlarge your territory.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You are welcome. We have 4 minutes, so I have a couple of announcements. Next week is, I think it is 22nd, I think. I'm not positive. But anyway, you'll hear me next week, next Tuesday. But on the last day of the month, which is last Tuesday, is January the 26th, we will have another guest speaker. She will be, her name is Bishop Frances B. Mills from Tabernacle of Faith Christian Church in Decatur, Georgia. She is going to come on and give us some words of encouragement and pray for the next chapter of Widows Ministry for 2021. So you don't want to miss that either. So that will be January the 26th. That's the last Tuesday of this month. And then once again, we will have a meeting on this coming Saturday, from 9 to 10 a.m. And it is a meeting of matters of importance. There are things that we want to discuss and talk about and let you know, and also want to hear you as well. And that is all I have. I have a scripture that I want to leave you with. 1 Peter 5, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Yes, he does. The next chapter cares for you, but God cares for you. Even a whole lot more. We are just doing here the doing his will. But just always humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand. And he will lift you up in due time. And he will cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed. And I am going to play one of my favorite songs, and I hope that you will enjoy it as well.
No.